Your photograph of Deborah Winger, the one that Life magazine reprinted from your book, with Winger topless on the white sands of Nevada in what can only be called a close embrace with a German Shepherd dog. What about that picture?
Well, I've been very much influenced by like Edward Weston's nudes on the sands. And I knew she was in New Mexico, and I knew that there were these white sands down there. I thought she was very sexy, and I wanted to do something very graphic in the sand.
Annie Leibovitz, former chief photographer for Rolling Stone, now with Vanity Fair. Her new book is full of celebrity portraits, none perhaps quite as revealing as the picture of Deborah Winger. But, says Leibovitz, that photo was not intended to shock.
You know, the only thing that's embarrassing about the picture maybe is that it's just a little too, it shows a little too much. But that's Deborah. This is her dog that she had, you know, for some time. She's very, very close with this dog, and she recommended to me that maybe I should get a dog. And I think it goes back to that there's a point where she was very sick and she might have gone blind. And she developed a very dependent relationship, I think, on the dog. And it was a seeing eye dog. And she's a real ham.
But, you know, Winger said an interesting thing to you. She said, someday, Annie, you'll take a portrait, you'll make a portrait of my face.
It's the hardest thing is to come right in on the face. And I do think that the face can give you as much as any other part.
The photograph of Robert Penn Warren is interesting for that. It's one of your many topless people, and there you've taken one of our most distinguished writers and gotten him to remove his sweater and his shirt. Now, was the point to make us look at his face, to point up the face even more closely?
The whole shooting of Robert Penn Warren was remarkable to me because the whole time he was, like, staring at me, you know, like straight away like that, and it was just unnerving. It was as if he was so completely comfortable with himself that he was not afraid to give himself over. I mean, to look at me straight in the eye with, you know, complete abandonment.
It's no big deal. It's not like an actress.
He has nothing to fear.
Well, you give us a topless Robert Penn Warren, you give us a topless Deborah Winger, you give us a topless Calvin Klein, but with Christo, the conceptual artist, you wrap him up completely and you
tie him. That's not Christo, that's actually my assistant. We've been fooling people for years.
Now, I looked at that at first and thought, oh, well, that's funny, that's sort of a gimmick, it's a funny one-liner. Is that your comment on him? Is Christo to you a one-liner and that's why you chose to shoot him in that way?
I think that we do kind of similar things. It's very his work is very exaggerated, and I think that if he could say it in one sentence, he would do it. Also, it's just like it's such an obvious thing to do. You know, it's like a lot of times the obvious things are like left behind because they're so obvious. And I kind of realized that no one was really doing the obvious things. It's like we're working so hard to do the things that are not so obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
That sometimes we miss the most fun things.
I want to ask you about the famous John Lennon, Yoko Ono photograph. You were the last photographer to see him before he was killed. And that incredible photograph of them both on their bed. She's lying on her back with her hands under her head, wearing a sweater and blue jeans, and he's completely naked, encircling her body with his own. And he told you that was a perfect statement of their relationship. I've seen that picture described in so many ways. One person said John looks like a mouse in the picture. Another said he looks like a parasite. To me, he looks like a fetus.
What I had in mind, I mean, the fact that they were still together after all these years. Mm-hmm. That was the picture, you know. And you have to remember, I was doing the cover of Rolling Stone, and I'm thinking journalistically, and I'm thinking, well, what's the story? And the story is that they're still together. Mm-hmm. And John was very wary that Rolling Stone was just going to run himself on the cover, and he felt so strongly that he was together with Yoko on the cover. So I really came up with an idea that was like surefire for getting them both on the cover.
I must say the most moving picture to me in this book is somebody who's fully clothed. It's John Belushi, and he's standing on the side of a highway against a deep, deep, deep blue sky, his hands shoved in a pair of green pants, wearing up an old plaid shirt, and on top of that an old black, crummy-looking jacket and a black hat. And to me, he looks like a guy who just got out of a diner, you know, and maybe he's walking on his way to a truck. Oh, it's such a powerful picture, though.
Well, John was so human, you know, and that's about a month before he died. And it's really based on, you know, the classic Charlie Chaplin by the roadside. you know, the comedian by the roadside. It was an updated version.
But, you know, you look at this and you think, how could, he's so ordinary. How could a guy like that have ever achieved such fame, have had such talent? You wouldn't know it from this picture.
Oh, he was dying for attention all the time. And he never really was a very happy man to me, you know. So he's not smiling. You know, it's the story about the unhappy clown.
Photographer Annie Leibovitz.